This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is Ralph De Silva. I'm the co-founder and head of customer success at HandyTrain. HandyTrain is a business-to-business technology product startup. Our product is a SaaS platform for training and engaging dispersed and deskless workforces. We are headquartered out of a tiny but very famous and popular state of Goa in India.
Ralph, how are you involved with user adoption?
I lead the customer success team, which is responsible for the success of all users on our platform. The term success is very subjective, but from a corporate training perspective, success is largely defined by the course completion percentage. This is a much harder goal for us than, say, just getting users onto the platform or making them do a transaction in case of an e-commerce app. We've helped tens of thousands of users complete their mobile training courses, which are typically not mandated by their employer. Our typical course completion percentage is upwards of 90%. This is in stark comparison to massive open online courses, also very popularly known as MOOCs, which typically have a course completion percentage of just 5.5%. In addition to training, we also nurture engagement between employees and their organization through features like multimedia discussion forums, two-way communication inbox, or by making users respond to polls and surveys.
Ralph, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
First, I'll speak in terms of onboarding and completion. We've had and continue to have major successes in both end-user onboarding as well as exceptionally high course completion rates. To share a few examples from HandyTrain's point of view, one of India's largest banks onboarded 5,000 users, roughly 50% of its feet on street sales force, in just 7 days of the program going live. We've helped India's largest furniture retailer onboard 100% of its frontline sales associates in 40 stores across 28 cities in just 5 days. A leading insurance giant onboarded 75% of its dispersed workforce across 27 states in under 14 days. The second part that we're extremely proud of is the engagement with our app. Recent studies have shown that we typically spend 4 to 5 hours a day on a smartphone. Very specific to India, a typical smartphone user spends anywhere between 2.5 to 3 minutes a session on e-commerce apps or music streaming apps, which are presumably very popular. Users on HandyTrain, by contrast, have an average session time of 8 to 10 minutes, which is about 3.5 times more than the average e-commerce or music streaming app, which are presumed to be very popular. And I save the best for the last when I say a deployment for India's largest furniture retailer won the gold award at the Asia Pacific Customer Engagement Forum, beating 72 competitors in the fray, including multiple multinational companies. In terms of challenges, the first one has to do with changing mindsets. While smartphone penetration is at an all-time high, mobile learning isn't quite ubiquitous. Organizations are accustomed to traditional training methods. And embracing change, even in terms of adopting a faster, better, more efficient training methods, can be challenging. To give you an example, traditional approaches of training are typically long format in nature, comprising large PowerPoint presentations or dull and boring Word documents. We've disrupted this model by adopting what we call the bite-sized learning model, where learners consume only small chunks of information at frequent intervals. We need to also have a buy-in at every level of management. In absence of a buy-in at various levels of management, onboarding or user adoption can prove to be very complex and time-consuming. Additionally, we've seen user adoption growing at an exponential rate when there's a top-down mandate in place.
Ralph, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, first and foremost, the onboarding process needs to be absolutely seamless. It's critical to create a flawless first-time user experience. The onboarding process needs to be simple, quick, and effective. That's the only way that you're going to keep users on board. Second is that you really, really need to know your audience. You need to closely monitor your analytics channel for insights and cues into user behavior. Some of the important metrics to look at are what we have defined as the day of the week and time of the day usage. This helps us identify the best time slots to target users and to maximize the probability of open and click-through rates for all modes of communication. Now, from our analysis, we know which is the best day of the week and the best time on that day to launch a particular course across multiple industry verticals.
Ralph, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, there are multiple SaaS companies that publish white papers and have a lot of resources on user adoption, on user engagement. Some examples of these companies are Intercom, Aptintiv, and AppQs. We will soon be publishing more blog write-ups on the topic with specific context user adoption in the B2B space, which can be accessed on our blog, which is handytrain.com/blog.
Well, thanks, Ralph.
Thanks, Hendrik. Thanks for your time.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.